97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Queen guitarist Brian May is recovering after experiencing a minor stroke that temporarily affected his ability to move his left arm. In an update shared on Instagram and YouTube, May revealed that he made progress in his recovery. The good news is I can play guitar again, he said, addressing concerns about his ability to perform following the health scare. May explained that the stroke occurred actually last week, but chose not to share the news earlier, saying he didn't want sympathy for his fans.
So he announced it on Freddie Mercury's birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I guess we don't like Brian May. Sarah Adams, a SLU assistant professor, has earned a silver medal at the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris, making history as the first woman named to the U.S. wheelchair rugby team. The team secured the silver in a 48-41 loss to Japan in the gold medal game, continuing their medal streak. She's not the only one, though. Eric Newberry from Nashville, Illinois, he's a co-captain.
I watched, for some reason, I stumbled across some of that the other day, and I've never seen anything quite like it. They're incredible athletes, and she was zipping around these guys like they were sitting still.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
It was amazing to watch.
Didn't they make a movie about that? Like when
Murderball.
Yeah.
I need to watch some of this because we've been so busy, I haven't watched any of the Olympics.
Well, I mean, they're all in wheelchairs, but the wheelchairs are like the wheels are angled in and they're real compact and they can just fly in these things, and they ram into each other. It's rugby. They ram into each other and
try to knock each other over.
They got a rugby ball and they're trying to get it into the goal. And I mean, it was
the movie Murderball.
Yeah,
it's a documentary about that.
What's it on?
I'll look that up.
Mark, you guys have been talking about DirecTV all morning. Well, they are offering credits of at least $20 to customers who have DirecTV, DirecTV Stream, and UVerse services because of the ongoing Disney ESPN
debacle. Well, that's big of
debacle. If you guys are looking to get it, go to directtv.com/TV Promise. The promise is you won't have ESPN.
Well, that's the thing. They're not just going to give it to people. You have to make sure you're reaching out to them.
Right. It's
or our friends over at Spectrum would say, just call Spectrum. You know, I mean, honestly, this is not that it's the first time it's happened, but it's going to be a problem next Tuesday for people that have DirecTV and can't get ABC to watch the debate.
Or Monday when they want to watch Monday Night Football.
Well, there's that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Murderball is from 2005. It's on Prime, Peacock, Fubo, and Tubi.
Nice. I'll have to watch that. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Rare collectibles from the world of music and film, including Elvis Presley's gold rings and a letter from Beach Boy Brian Wilson, will be auctioned this weekend. The Artifacts of Hollywood and Music Auction by Krauss GWS Auctions features nearly 400 items, including memorabilia from Prince, Aaliyah, and Abigail Folger. She was the victim from the Manson murders.
Oh.
Top items include Presley's microphone from his Las Vegas residency, a pill bottle dated March 1977.
What?
Empty.
And two gold rings expected to fetch between $35,000 and $60,000.
Someone can buy Elvis Presley's pill bottle? Empty pill bottle?
We know it was the pill bottle. There were probably a lot of them.
I'm guessing it's got his name on it.
I question the authenticity of these. I'm that skeptic who's like, how do I really know that they didn't just go buy this from like the Dollar Tree? And they're like, this Elvis Presley, this was his.
I think some of this would be easy to verify.
Yes.
Mark buys things on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, he bought a dinosaur tooth
and says it was
real.
Authentic.
It has a letter
of
authenticity.
That's the same skepticism that I have about anything these days.
All right.
You're never going to live the dinosaur tooth down, stuff. Mark.
It's true.
Ever.
It's real.
Uh-huh.
It is real.
Even Sue. Even Sue.
Mark, I believe you.
It's from Morocco. It's real. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Federal investigators have charged a North Carolina man, his name is Michael Smith, for allegedly using bot accounts and AI-generated music to fraudulently earn over $10 million in royalties from major streaming platforms. The case marks the first criminal case involving artificially boosted music streams. According to the indictment, Smith ran his scheme for 7 years, manipulating billions of streams from bot accounts. And at one point, he estimated he could generate over 661,000 streams per day, earning more than $1.2 million in royalties annually.
Wow.
So also, his name is Michael Smith, who is one letter away from a major contemporary Christian artist. So you would, it actual people would click on Michael Smith thinking it's Michael
thinking
W.
It was
Smith.
Michael W. Hmm.
But also, he was using AI to fake stream.
I'm surprised no one else has done this.
I'm sure they have, and they just haven't been caught yet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this now with all this AI stuff, this is going to be more common, I would think.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the guy got $10 million, so
yeah, it's true.
It looks like Wallet Hub has released the 2024 Best Places to Retire. The list, which graded 182 cities across the United States, named Orlando as the number one place to live during your golden years. Three other Florida cities, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Miami also made the top 10. The ranking methodology by the personal finance company compared cities retiree-friendly. They also took the following factors into account: cost of living, tax laws, quality of life, activities available, healthcare quality. And your St. Louis came in at number 22.
And Florida was that high with all the insurance problems and everything they're having.
Florida
had
four of the top five places.
That's going to
start. Yeah, taxes.
Right, Sue.
Yeah, that's true. I think that gets impacted at some point as insurance rates go up. Sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.